Alan, if we start off with, can you give me an injury update? How's the squad looking ahead of Saturday?
I don't really know, to be honest, because we've not really done much today. We've just brought everybody in and treated them and looked after them. So we're really up in the air at the moment.
Right, OK. So no new injury concerns as such?
I've got a few with Knox, but I don't really want to give too much away, only to say that we'll have a strong team.
OK. After the disappointment of the West Ham result, to fight back and get the draw away at Burnley on Tuesday night, I would imagine that's probably done a lot for confidence and momentum going into this game.
It's difficult when you come off the back of a defeat after winning six to pick yourself up again. And I was really pleased with Burnley. Second half, we was very, very good. So I think for us, it's about building on that now. I think we've only lost one in nine, something like that, which is really, really good, and we need to carry that through. Even though we're playing against probably the best team in Europe at the moment in terms of their way they're playing and the confidence that they have.
You mentioned Chelsea there. I mean, the season you've taken on Liverpool and Tottenham, but they don't come much bigger than Chelsea. Potentially the title winners, unbeaten all season in all competitions, so pretty tough ask.
I think Man City will have something to say about that because they've beat us at home and they were very good that day and they needed to be. And Chelsea are going to need to be very good to beat us and that's what they need to do and turn up, and that's what they've got to do all year if they're going to remain unbeaten. I think it's probably difficult, but they won it once before, only losing one game. So they got the best manager in the game. And they got some remarkable players. Remarkable probably does them an injustice, but great for our fans because our team's in good form. We feel confident that we can give them a good game. So I think they can turn up pretty assured that it's going to be a cracking game.
Does it give the team extra confidence that when you look at Chelsea this season, I think they've only kept something like 8 clean sheets all season. Does that give the team confidence knowing that there may be one or two chances on Saturday?
Yeah, but I think the most important thing is that you don't allow Chelsea a platform to build and make mistakes. They punish mistakes. They did at Tottenham on last night. When we played them last time, we was mistake-free and we won. And you need not the perfect game, because no game is ever perfect, but you need to play a pretty tight game and not give them an opportunity to exploit you when you're open. As soon as you get open, they can cut you to ribbons. So we need to be very disciplined in our play. And as you say, they do concede, so the opportunity will be there.
When you look at Sunderland's performance against them last week, they were the first team to stop Chelsea scoring this season. I mean, how much of Sunderland's performance would you be looking at and thinking, OK, maybe we need to do a bit of that?
Well, in terms of what Sunderland did, it was a very disciplined defensive display. I like to think we're going to have to offer a little bit more of a threat than they did. And I'm not playing them down. They did terrific. But we've got different type of players. They're more on the front foot in terms of wanting to score goals. So the game will open up and it's about how we control it. I don't think it'll be 0-0. But a lot of real attributes that Sunderland did in that game we need to carry through. Staying with runners, defending well, staying on our feet. Some of the disciplines were outstanding on the day.
How important is it in terms of getting a win to stop the likes of Eden Hazard, Diego Costa and Fabregas?
Yeah, and you could add William to that and Oscar and everybody, you know, one or two others like Remy, Drogba, fantastic players. And listen, that's why we love the Premier League, because I think our fans are realistic enough to know that we're not going to win it, but they like to see us going up against the big boys and shaking them up on occasion, which we have. We've almost beat everybody since I've been here, and maybe the Arsenal, the only team that I can think of at the top of my head. We've beat Chelsea before a couple of times, so we can do it again.
Loic Remy, someone you know well. Were you disappointed not to sign him in the summer?
Yeah, we felt we was close again with Loic, and we really hung our hat on him to think that he might come. But the opportunity to play for Chelsea in the Champions League was too strong, and I have no regrets about our offer. Also, don't carry no bad feeling, because it's a fantastic club he's gone to, and chance of winning medals, and I think all football players want to win. I understood that. We're looking nice to see him and say hello, and see if he's still wearing his skirt that he wears now and again. It'd be nice to see him.
In terms of the squad at Newcastle, you mentioned the good performances that they've had against Chelsea in the last four seasons. They've only lost once. Moussa Sissoko and Johan Gufran have both scored in the past few years. How much will you be looking to those guys to use their experience to sort of help the rest of the squad and manage the game to an extent?
Well, managing the game is very important against Chelsea. You have to be very focused in what you're doing and have the right type of game plan to hurt them. When we beat them, we've got a different type of team, different qualities. But Musa's still a big part of that. And I think, knowing Jose as I do, they'll have a game plan to try and stop him. And we need to overcome that.
And Musa and Jack Colback both back for this weekend?
Yes. And, two outstanding players. And they're kind of, I wouldn't say they're 100% nailed on, but the way they've been playing more or less makes them indispensable to us at times. Whether where they play in and around the team will be influenced by the performances I had at Burnley, though, because I had some good performances. So, we'll look at it and see if we can come up with a team that beat Chelsea.
Remy Cabella, where does he feature in your thinking after Tuesday night's performance in the second half?
Well, let's be honest. When he started these Premier League games, his first period, not as great. But coming off the bench and cameo roles, he's been excellent. So we're getting there, slowly but surely. Whether he plays the full game, I don't know, but he'll play a part in the game. And he's growing, and I think we can all see that physically. He hasn't progressed as quickly as Ayo in terms of that side of it. But his technical ability is as good as anyone's here, and probably just edges everybody else in terms of how to beat people and first touch. So very important player for us going forward, and we're trying to improve him. And to be fair to him, he's working very hard to try and improve himself.
In terms of Chelsea, I mean, what sort of message would it send to the rest of the Premier League if you were to win?
We got to win. So there's no message at the moment. The message is in performance. And I think our fans have been buoyed by the fact that, we haven't said much. We've just got on with business, and it's about what you do on the pitch. I think that it's like in all workplaces, what you do at the work face, and we're putting a good shift in, and I think the fans appreciate that. Even at Burnley, when we wasn't great, particularly in the first half, and, you'd have to say that our fans were terrific, and I think they appreciated the second half, that even though we didn't win it, we had a good old go.
If you look at performances this season, the six-game winning run, I know after the West Ham game, one thing you did say was that you were hoping it would be the catalyst to go on another run. When you look at the six games, it started with the draw at Swansea and then the 1-0 win over Leicester. Your last three home games, you've won 1-0. What price a fourth against Chelsea to start another run?
I didn't know. Yeah, didn't realise that. I think our fans would prefer a 4-3 or something, but for me, 1-0 would be lovely. Difficult though. Costa coming back, but Matic going out is a big blow for him. He's a bit of a man mountain in that midfield, so it's nice to see him taken out the equation. That gives us a little bit more hope.
And is as much of beating Chelsea about what your players do and not worrying about what their players are going to do?
50-50. You've got to have that same ambition as in every game in terms of having that discipline to defend, and we've done that great this year. A few clean sheets ourselves and a lot of our victories around clean sheets. But then you've got to have that ambition, and that's something that we learned a lesson at Burnley. And this team's new, remember. There's a lot of new players in there. So we'd have learned that lesson that you've got to put the ball at risk, got to take chances in any game, no matter what the opposition. And you've got to do that particularly against Champions League teams and the best.
Have you and Jose exchanged messages ahead of the game? I know you said you and him you know, knew each other well?
Well, I'm going to see the Jose Mourinho of basketball on Friday night to get some few tips off Fab, and then I can go and see the main man of football, because he is the main man, and hopefully upset him again, because I think last time he was disappointed that they didn't get anything. So we'd be extra ambitious to make sure that we don't get anything out of the game. So we know what's coming, and we respect and admire Chelsea and looking forward to it.